California Caravan.
From San Diego to Del Norte, from Rocky Spire to Sandy Shoal, echoes a lusty, windswept voice, California! From the Sierra to the sea, from the desert to the sky, comes a clear, shrill cry,
California!
Attention World War II veterans. A number one must on your agenda is to go to your nearest post office and pick up your special dividend application on National Service Life Insurance. Let's get the rules straight. You must use the official application blank. You will find the space calling for your GI insurance number or numbers. If you can supply these accurately, by all means do so. But if you cannot simply produce the insurance numbers, don't worry about it. Just go ahead and fill in the other spaces accurately and mail your application at once. And whatever you do, don't write the Veterans Administration about your insurance numbers. It is estimated that the first dividend checks will come off the machine sometime next January. And now to California Caravan and Act One of the Saga of Charlie Parker.
This is the Saga of Charlie Parker, stage driver extraordinary, as weather-hardened a hand as ever held the reins of six-horse Concord stagecoaches that galloped over the gold roads of the Mother Lode. Picture, if you can, a typical California mining town in the late 70s, hard by the gold road from Mariposa to Auburn. One of the toughest and roughest runs in the state.
Hector, raise your can.
Give me a drink of 20 rod.
The stage is coming in. Mariposa and Auburn stage are coming in with Charlie Parker's driving.
You can't wait for
him. Maybe I can ride on the box with Charlie.
Chinese camp out and shake a leg about it. Northbound passengers back to boot to store your luggage. That trunk yours, lady, where to?
Tanker bill. Is it expensive?
See, trunk looks heavy. So do you. About $75, lady. Next.
Well, if you got to have a name, John Bartleby for Auburn.
I don't care if it's yours as long as you're listed in the way bill.
It goes right on. Chop, chop. All sing hung, all right.
Let's see now. One passenger, John Chinaman.
Excuse me, but are you Mr. Parker's?
No time to talk, sonny. Lost 10 minutes already.
But I'm a passenger, mister.
Well, where's your maw or paw?
What? I'm all alone, mister. It says here where I'm going to on this tag tied to me. But I know it's to Placerville.
Well, now, you don't say, sonny. Let's see. It says here, deliver one child known as Kit Norris to Barnaby Crindle Placerville. Well, now.
Well, here's the money, mister. Can I get in the stage now?
Why, sure you can, sonny. How'd you like to ride up there on the box with me, huh?
Up on the box? I thought that was for important people like presidents.
What's more important than a likely lad who might be president? Hey, you up there on that box. Who in fire, roar, and tarnation told you to sit up on that box? Get down and crawl inside this coach and stop pretending like you know me.
Yes, sir.
Why, some folks might think that wart-hided carpetbagger was a friend of mine.
Is it true, Mr. Parkhurst, that maybe we'll be held up by a road agent?
Maybe. Maybe not. Think maybe not.
Oh, gee.
Always figure there ain't gonna be no holdup when they ain't carrying no gold dust.
Well, gee, how would a holdup man know that?
Drivers talk too much. Gets lots of folks in trouble talking too much.
Meaning maybe me?
Oh, shucks, no, sonny. Little fellers is made inquisitive like. On purpose, I expect.
Bet you've been held up lots.
Some.
Ever kill a bandit?
Some. Most ways it's the shotgun messenger does that. Usually takes one along when there's a heavy treasure box.
Wish I was old enough to be a stage driver.
There's better things.
But it's dangerous, and that takes a real man.
I don't know. Pays poor when you get the rheumatism and too many years on the box in the sun and rain. Who's to take care of you?
Well, somebody. Maybe like Uncle Barnaby Crindle is going to take care of me.
your mammy or pappy send you to Barnaby?
No, sir.
I see. Would you like to sort of explain?
Maybe.
The runaway?
My pappy. He got killed in the diggings. And Mom, she just come out with me from Maine, and she caught the cholera in Sacramento. And, well, the neighbors heard I had an uncle, and they tagged me and sent me for the stage.
Oh, well, that's sure. Say, Kit, you ever see a driver flick the fly off the ear of his horse and never bother the horse none? Now, you watch old Barmouth. That's my lead horse. See that?
Yes,
sir. If I was you, Kit, I'd sort of take a little catnap leaning your head on my shoulder.
Well, I'm not tired, Mr. Charlie.
Oh, now, don't think it ain't manly. Why, shucks. Lots of times, Buster, he's the best shotgun messenger that rides with me. Why, he snoozes right up here on the box alongside of me.
He does?
Why, sure, Buster, he just can't get enough sleep at night.
I never would have believed it if you hadn't told me so, Buster.
Yes, ma'am, wouldn't have believed it myself, except I seen it with my very own eyes, Mamie.
Driving right up the main street of Placerville?
Driving real quiet like with some brat asleep on his lap. Charlie Parker's getting soft as butter.
Oh, you better not let him hear you talk like that or he'll knock you in the next week. And here he comes.
Oh, now, Mamie, you know I didn't mean nothing by it. Well, well, if it ain't Charlie.
Howdy, Buster.
Hiya, Charlie. Here you drove a sort of special trip.
Me? I didn't hear nothing. I better not.
Sure, Charlie. Sure thing.
Mamie, I want you should meet sort of a friend of Charlie Parker's. This year's Kip North.
Howdy, Sonny.
Howdy, miss.
And Buster Gogarty.
Howdy, son.
Oh, I heard about you. Mr. Charlie says you're the best shotgun messenger ever.
Didn't say nothing other like that. Now, Kip's still a-riding on my way, Bill, Mamie. Sort of undelivered. Kip, why don't you go over and sit in that rocker for a while, huh?
Yes, Mr. Charlie. Is my uncle living near here?
Mamie, this year, boy's ma and pa's been killed and died right recent.
Oh, that's so.
Yeah, for orphan.
Oh, it's too bad. Hey, how about a game of draw after supper, Charlie?
On top of that, he's consigned to Barnaby Crindle.
What for?
Uncle.
Well, he should have picked better relatives.
Oh, it ain't the kid's fault.
Lots of bad luck around here.
Now, where is Barnaby these days?
Oh, out prospecting, I guess. Ain't seen him around.
Well, he's no good when he is around.
I kind of figured, Mamie, that you'd sort of take care of the boy until he kind of gets used to a no-good uncle.
Now, you look here, Charlie. I don't run no orphan asylum. This here's the American House, a hotel, not a nursery.
Well, the boy still signed on to my way bill, Mamie.
Oh, you going soft or something, Charlie?
No, heck, Charlie. Then it's for you.
I knowed you was just as kind as you was beautiful, Mamie.
Oh, Charlie.
Hey, kid, get out of that chair.
Looks like Brock's on a terror.
You heard me. I only speak once. Now, kid.
That's a dirty bully. Boy, are you hurt?
I guess. No, ma'am.
All right, hold on, Charlie. Brock's a gunfighter.
Stranger, you so tired you want to set?
You know my name, Charlie. Now you.
I can't name you in front of a lady, but I'll help you retire. I better see about my waybill. See you for supper, Buster.
As of innocent, Charlie.
Gamey.
Oh, always fussing.
Kit, sort of getting used to his uncle not being around?
Oh, sort of. They don't get along when he is here.
Yeah, I never figured they would. That's why I brought him to you.
I don't know, Charlie. The American House ain't exactly a hotel for women and children. Boy must hear a lot of stuff ain't for kids' ears.
Yeah, it's better than what he'd hear with Barnaby Crindle.
Yeah, I expect so.
You ain't told him you and me's paying his bill.
Yes. Shucks, no. Boy's kind of proud.
Hello, Charlie. Hiya, Minnie.
Look
kid.
At them dirty hands.
You know what? Buster's been teaching me to shoot.
It'd be better if he was to teach you reading and writing.
Well, I don't know about that. If a fella can't shoot straight, he don't live long enough in this country to do much reading.
You go on with your kit and wash up.
Yes, ma'am. Do I gotta wash high or low?
Well, you better wash the low neck around me.
Fussy, ain't you?
Now, you look here, Charlie. If I gotta have the nuisance of raising that boy, I don't aim to have you going against my wishes in front of him.
Now, what have I done?
What have you done? saying writing's no good. Saying I'm fussy about making the boy wash for a low neck.
Well, it don't appear sensible to me to force a boy to wash every day.
Oh, it don't. Well, gee, who'd ever think that Mamie getting a stew about raising a brat sure beats all.
Maybe you should have had some kids.
Me? Oh, Charlie.
Woman, ain't you?
Seeing you're so soft on the boy, maybe you should have married and had a family. You know, I was just thinking that the way we was arguing, why, just like being married.
You know, that gives me an idea.
It does?
Yeah, I think I better go tend to my horse.
The lush months of spring in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada become the rustling golden days of fall, and Charlie Parkhurst finds the atmosphere of the American house more to his liking than the poker tables at the Bella Union Saloon. His friends, surprised at the softening of the toughest, most competent driver on the mountain roads, wonder whether his lodestone is Kit or Mamie.
Oh, come on in, Charlie. You can set in for just a few hands to draw poker.
Hey, okay, Buster, but I sort of promised Kid I'd stop in and see him.
Oh, you bother more about that boy than if he was your own.
Yeah, well, just like being attached to an orphan yearling.
Yeah, you sure don't miss that no-account uncle, Buster.
Yeah, I guess he's glad when the old coot ain't around, but... You know, he ought to be getting some lawn and move down in the valley someplace where he'd have a good home and schooling.
What's wrong with Mamie?
Oh, nothing at all, except it ain't fair to throw the burden on her.
Oh, I was figuring maybe you and her was going to get hitched.
What? That's a good one. When you see me standing up with some woman saying I do, that's when the Feather River will freeze in July.
Yeah, I guess you never did cotton much to women.
Yeah, no, guess never did. I hear the superintendent hired Brock as a hostler.
Yeah, never did give superintendents much credit for brains.
Ah, sounds like the fella union's going full blast.
Oh, Charlie, there's a table just waiting for two or three lucky boys like us.
Howdy, Jim.
Howdy, Buster. Charlie.
Howdy. Mind if we sit in, Jim?
I'll buy in for 15.
Same here.
Well, should we liven up the game a little, gents?
I see you got room for one more sport.
Sure. Sit in, Brock.
But where's the sport?
Keep it down, Charlie. This guy wants trouble.
I was just figuring this table needed one more, Parkhurst. You got any objections?
No, none at all, Brock. Each has the right to play or not to play. For me, cash me.
Oh, but you ain't even played a hand.
Anybody want to make something out of it?
Well, no. I ain't looking for trouble.
Coming, Buster?
No, I think I'll stick around, Charlie. I once heard of a guy who was shot in the back leaving a poker table.
Meaning what, Dougherty?
Meaning whatever you like, Brock. See you tomorrow, Charlie.
Go on, Buster. Keep your pockets buttoned.
Parkhurst is sure riding for a fall. And I can promise he's going to get it.
I'll raise your 10, stranger.
I'll hold my calling until Brock has a hand. Okay with you, Brock?
It's okay.
Well, I'm glad of that. You know, Brock, I was just thinking. If Charlie was to ride for a fall like you say, on a promise, why, I'll bet you somebody else would get a free ride to Boot Hill.
You know, you probably pass that big red schoolhouse down the block two or three times a day. But if you haven't a child attending that school, the building may not mean much to you. It's just an area where you drive the car slowly, where it's awfully noisy at noontime. But wait a minute. You realize that that building is paid for with your cash, that you help pay the salary of those teachers. That's right. You have an investment in that school. But what is it paying you in dividends? Well, that schoolhouse is making future citizens of the young people of your community right there in its classrooms. Actually, since you're contributing to it, you should take an active interest in your school system. Do all you can to help it maintain high teaching standards and well-equipped schools. Education is good business. Education can maintain our freedom, and freedom is everybody's job. ¶¶ And now, back to California Caravan and Act Two of the Saga of Charlie Parkers.
They were a hardy lot, these drivers and guards who blazed across the dusty, rock-strewn coach trails that wandered through the valleys, up the arroyos, and over the hairpin mountain passes. So it was not at all remarkable that neither Buster nor Charlie paid much attention to the veiled threats of Brock.
Gee, Charlie, you must be doing all of 10 miles an hour.
9.5, I'll calculate.
Gee whiz, how can you tell when you're on the road at night?
Oh, by the way the wheels sound, mostly.
Supposing you didn't hear nothing, then what'd you do?
Start praying, I expect.
Do you ever get scared in the dark when you're not sure?
Reckon.
What do you do?
Just take a bigger chaw of tobacco.
Can I ride with you tomorrow?
Nope. Buster's going with me.
You must be going to take a big load of gold dust.
Ain't saying.
Gets you in trouble when you talk too much, don't it?
You just remember that, Sonny, and you'll grow as old and tough as old Grizzly Bar.
Stand still, you moth-eaten thunder! Sweep that mask! Come on, but you get in the line! Blast your worm-eaten black inside! That'll teach you, you cold-blooded sons of Satan!
Drop that whip!
This team of yours sure has the devil in it, just like you have.
Drop that whip, or I'll take it from you and rawhide you till there ain't 7 inches of skin on your worthless body.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie, I got an idea the superintendent's going to get him another guard or another hostler when we get back.
Stand up to the heads of that team, Brock, you yeller. Buster, I reckon you're mighty right.
You ready?
Yeah. Let's swing up the treasure box, Buster.
Yep.
Good. Climb on, Buster. It's going to be a long ride, maybe.
Maybe too long. We got to use these shotguns.
All right, let her go, Brock. Gee up, Bear. Gee up, little roan. Come on there, Fairmouth. Roll, beauties. Roll.
A long ride, huh? You just don't know how long.
Got a funny feeling, Buster.
Me too. Ever since we left Placerville.
Figure there really is going to be a holdup like superintendent here on the grapevine?
Don't know. Wouldn't allow no passengers. Just said to fight it out.
You noticed the tarpaulin over the rear boot when we left?
Huh? Oh, not especially.
Flapping in the breeze.
So what?
Boss gives strict orders all boot flaps is to be tied down before departing.
Huh? Hey, you don't think the new holdup trick?
Reckon a bandit could grab itself free ride in there.
Well, maybe we better take a look.
Oh, there. Oh.
Well, we'll each take our own side going around the coast.
Horses sure is nervous today.
Hear anything, Charlie?
That flap was never left that way by hostler or driver.
Whoever's in there, come out.
You're kivered.
I'll count three, mister, and then shoot.
Don't. I'm coming out.
A stowaway.
Kit, what you doing in there after I said you couldn't come along?
I wanted to see a holdup, if there's going to be one. Is there, Charlie?
It's going to be a hide cannon back at the American House. Now climb up on that box.
Charlie. Maybe we could sort of make a trade deal with the boy.
What you mean, trade deal?
Well, seeing we was held up by a 10-year-old, if you wasn't to whoop Kit, maybe he wouldn't say nothing to nobody.
Why, you blackmailing scoundrel! Get up there! Get rolling!
You ain't never been over McQualamy Hill, has you, Kit?
No, sir. He sure is sharp.
Sharp and windy. Take the real man to hold a team on the downgrade here.
Oh, I don't know about it taking much of a man, but it do take a lot of braking to keep from shoving the horses off the cliff.
Hey, Charlie. Ain't you rolling pretty smart?
Yeah, I guess I am. Tooth doggone fast, Buster.
Gee, the team isn't running away, is it?
Nope, but we're sure pushing them mighty hard.
What's up, Charlie?
Nothing much. Something the brakes ain't holding none. Take a look, will you?
Aye. Come, friend. Grasshopper, Charlie. Plum disconnected.
What a figure. Scared, Kit?
Not very much, sir. Except that I don't chaw tobacco to help me like you do.
Good idea, Kit. Want to chaw, Charlie?
Yeah, thanks. Ain't going to be able to ride around. Buster, pick up the boy and jump.
I won't leave you, Charlie. What did folks say?
Shut up. He will be over the cliff in another 100 yards. They can't hold the weight of this stage without no brakes on her.
Well, if you say so, Charlie, I'll jump, but only for the boy's sake. All right, here, kid.
No!
Good luck, Charlie!
Is it awful bad?
Oh, shucks. Broken leg don't hurt none. They wouldn't tell me, kid. How's Charlie?
It's awful, Buster. His sides all crashed in and the wagon turned, broke off and put his eye out.
Gosh, it's hard to figure happening to a guy like Charlie.
I know who did it.
Hmm? You figure it was done on purpose, that brake shoe bolt being loosened?
It must have been. When I was hiding in the stable to sneak into the boot, I saw Brock wrenching away at the bolt. I thought he was tightening it.
Oh, then it was done on purpose. Even Brock knows which way a bolt tightens.
If I hadn't stowed away, maybe it wouldn't have happened.
Well, if you hadn't been there to climb up the road and flag down that rider to go for help, we'd have both died from blood loss. Me and Charlie, we're both obliged to you, Kit.
What are you going to do to Brock?
There's an old saying, Kit, but an eye for an eye.
The months of healing gave Charlie time for thinking things out. As for Buster, there's one thought in his mind as he walks with a slight limp the dusty highway through Placerville. He sees a despised figure half a block away.
Brock! A Buster and Brock! They're going to shoot it out! Get up there!
Pull your gun, Brock, and turn around. I'm a better shot than you, so turn shooting. Your shooting's as rotten as your soul. Try again. Missed again. Come closer, you scum.
Why did you shoot? Stop calling me like that.
All right. I guess you had your chance, Brock. Ever hear of an eye for an eye?
In a while, Mamie?
Well, Charlie,
You know, Mamie, I've been doing lots of thinking since my accident.
You mean?
I mean I'm gonna check in my whip and way bills.
Quit?
Yep, quit.
But what are you gonna do, Charlie?
Well, figure on taking over the old Moss Ranch down near Watsonville before the rheumatiz gets me down too hard.
But Charlie, you know, I always, well, I mean, it sort of breaks my heart.
Oh, no, it won't, Mamie. Well, there's always too much alike to do anything but argify.
Mm-hmm. I expect that's right. How about Kit? You should have adopted that boy.
Give that a brain twist. Mamie, these things in a person's life, well, just wouldn't do no good. No, it'd make the boy mighty shameful in the end.
Guess you know best, Charlie.
Yeah, I reckon so.
When are you leaving?
Just like I come years ago. Quiet like, sudden like.
Gonna tell Kit?
Reckon not, Mamie. He thinks he's quite a man now. Wouldn't be tall, manly-like if anyone was to shed tears because old one-eyed Charlie was signing off the way bill.
So one-eyed Charlie threw aside the bullwhip and gauntlets and way bills and treasure boxes. He settled near Watsonville. But it wasn't too many months before news of his illness trickled to Placerville and brought Buster for a visit.
Say, right smart ranch here, Charlie. Just sort of figured I'd stop in long as I was passing by.
Mighty neighborly of you.
Didn't expect to get you in bed, though.
Never heard I was sick.
Shucks, no. Just a little misery like this. Why, it ain't even worth mentioning, you old fraud.
Guess it ain't worth mentioning. Nah. How's Kit?
Kit? Oh, growing something fierce. Misses you awful.
Oh, you wouldn't. I mean, you ain't forgot. Maybe not altogether.
Not a speck. You're the only hero in the wide world, Ian.
I wonder how long that...
Oh, now look here, Charlie. You ain't gonna...
No, I ain't for long, Buster. You know,
Always wanted to drive a stage way, way west of California. And if by any chance I figured on returning again, well, I sure wish you was going to be my shotgun messenger.
Possible mistake, Buster?
I sure wish there was a mistake, Mamie. Matter of fact, I was ready to kill that undertaker when he first said it was so.
It's hard to believe. And poor Kit.
Mm.
Lad says that now his third parent went and died on him.
Yeah. Nice of Charlie to will the boy $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna go a long ways to teaching the kid reading and writing. That's just like Charlie.
Yeah. The other thing I just can't believe. How'd you actually find out?
Well, ma'am, the doc and the funeral man, they come away from the ranch just a-muttering and shaking their heads something fierce. And I ask them what it's about, and they tell me.
Eh?
Yep. The doc said there wasn't no question. Charlie Parkhurst was a woman.
So ends the saga of Charlie Parkhurst. What tragedy or spirit of adventure caused her masquerade as a man, we'll never know. But if you ever drive along the big oak flat road that winds out of the valley of the Yosemite and touches the towns of the past along the Mother Lode, remember that it's paved with the sweat and courage and even the lives of those masters of the bullwhip, the six-horse hitch, and the Concord coach. Courage such as one-eyed Charlie Parkhurst, the first woman to drive a public conveyance in California.
Do you belong to a woman's club, a man's service club? Then you ought to know about CARE's International Friendship Program, whereby church groups, clubs, scouts, and many others can adopt a needy person overseas. You write to CARE. We'll give you the address in a moment, so have your pencil ready. Tell them what country you want your help to go to, something about the kind of person you want to help, and the kind of CARE food package you want to send. CARE will then have its representatives overseas find the right person for you. It's a wonderful project for any organization. CARE food and fabric packages carry a guarantee of delivery and cost you considerably less than it would to pack and ship the same items yourself. The big $10 food package is the one usually selected by organizations for a starter. For more information, write CARE, 50 Broad Street, New York 4, New York, or simply CARE, New York 4, New York.
You have been listening to another dramatic story of California Caravan, based on an incident of true history that has contributed to our romance and adventure of the West.